As promised, we're joined right now by an offensive lineman for the Houston Texans. He is an Ed Block Courage Award winner. He was the 2017 George Halas Award winner. He was the 176th pick overall in 2013 out of San Jose State. He was first-team All-Conference at San Jose State. He was diagnosed with lymphoma 3 years ago, and on Wednesday played his first NFL game since that diagnosis. We are joined by David Quessenberry. David, it's really nice to have you on. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing excellent, man. Thanks for having me.
David, it's great to have you and really nice to talk to you. I think, David, to fully appreciate what happened last week, we really have to go back a little bit to 2014. You were coming off a rookie season where you had a great offseason. Then you suffered a broken foot that put you on the injured reserve list for your rookie year. When did you first start to think, David, that something was not quite right with your health?
You know, it was that spring, and it happened fast. Was, you know, O'Brien was hired as the new head coach of the Houston Texans, and he came in, and you know, when you get a new coach, you got a few extra weeks, and so everything was going good. My weight room numbers were up. I was you know, fast and strong, probably best shape of my life. And then, you know, as time went on, you know, I noticed that my numbers, they weren't going up like they normally do in a, you know, in a workup for a season. They kind of, you know, almost started going the other way. I started feeling really tired, fatigued. Couldn't sleep. I was just wondering what was going wrong. I was eating right. I was doing everything I needed to do, but I just felt sluggish, felt slow. And then as time went on, I developed a cough and then one day at practice during OTAs, you know, it got so bad I could hardly even breathe. You know, I almost collapsed on the field, like passed out. You know, I go in and talk to the trainer, and he sends me, you know, immediately to the team doctor. Team doctor took a listen to my lungs, and he sent me to the emergency room, you know, an emergency room where they took an X-ray, which led to an MRI. You know, which revealed a mass the size of a softball in my chest. I had 2 liters of fluid in my right lung. My left lung was partially collapsed. And, you know, ultimately led to a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma.
David Quessenberry joining us. I mean, David, it gives me chills to even hear that and have you explain it like that. So you knew something obviously was very, very wrong. What was your reaction when you were told that it was cancer? What goes through your mind?
You know, it was weird. I went numb to it. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, there's no way. Like, you know, I'm 23 years old. I'm an NFL football player. I'm in the best shape of my life, you know. I was just out here taking reps going against J.J. Watt. And, you know, now you're telling me I'm a cancer patient? And I couldn't believe it. And, you know, and my journey took a completely different route from that point on.
David Quessenberry joining us. You know, David, let me do this. I want to reconnect and make sure we've got the right signal for this really quickly, because this is a very serious conversation. And I want to make sure we're talking to the Houston Texans offensive lineman, David Quessenberry. And he was diagnosed with lymphoma 3 years ago. Wednesday, he played his first NFL game back since that diagnosis. And he's describing exactly what it was like and what was going wrong and what was going on at that time and to get that diagnosis. And I just want to make sure that we have a good, clear signal and a good, clear phone line so we can have that conversation. And so I'm going to reset that very quickly. You know, I would imagine as an athlete, you're used to dealing with injuries, but nothing like that. And now we have him back. David, thanks for doing that. I want to make sure that we had a good, clean phone line for this conversation. I mentioned, David, as an athlete, you're used to dealing with injuries, but how do you go about dealing with cancer, and how do you approach coming back from something like that?
It was hard. It was really hard. It was a long journey. You know, it's different than an injury where you get surgery and you're trying to work back. It was, you know, I went through 10 intensive rounds of chemotherapy. It was basically like 10 weeks in the hospital You know, you're basically poisoning your body, and by the end of it, I felt like the furthest thing from a football player, furthest thing from myself. And that, mentally, that was hard because, like, how am I ever going to get back to playing? I'd lost 50, 60 pounds, you know, no hair, bags under the eyes, the whole deal. It seemed so daunting, but, you know, thankfully, you know, the team, the Texans, you know, the owner, Mr. McNair, he's a survivor himself, and he knows, you know, what it's like to be told that news, and, you know, to worry about, you know, what the future holds. And he told me, like, you get healthy and you come back from this, and we want to support you in that, and we know you're going to do it, and we can't wait to see you back in that Texan uniform and on that field one day.
David, you mentioned your teammates. For instance, your teammate Dwayne Brown said that the news of your diagnosis hit him like a ton of bricks, but then when he went to visit you, you told him that you were going to be fine and that that was all he needed to hear. So what kind of support did you receive from your teammates throughout that process?
Yeah, no, the whole time my teammates have been amazing. They just, when you're going through it, like, it's such a different world than you're used to. It's like hospital visits, and, you know, you're given blood, you're drawn blood, and you know, you're taking all these pills to help keep you alive, basically. And just when you get around your teammates, you know, when they would come visit me, or, you know, come over just to hang out for a bit, it was like your normal life again. It was just like, you know, it kept you motivated, kept you in the fight, kept you going, you know, believing that one day you'll be back, not sick and back healthy, you know, living the life that you work for.
David, there's a tradition at MD Anderson Cancer Center that when you finish your chemotherapy, you ring a bell to let the world know that you're on your way back to being well. You not only rang that bell, you ripped it off the wall. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, I did. It was a long time coming, you know. That was April 11th. That just happened a few months back. My whole family was there, and it was one of those things where it was like, you know, this is your last round. Like, this has been a moment that we had talked about since you got diagnosed, and you know, I was gonna ring that bell as hard as I could because it was just like the end of a fight, and we came out, you know, triumphant, and that bell came right off. But I stayed, and I had to make sure they could fix it and put it back together again because there was somebody else waiting to ring it after, and that's a pretty important bell. I was going to have to run down to Home Depot and get them a new one.
I love it.
It was busted up.
That's great. David Questenberry joining us, Texans offensive lineman. You know, a lot of players don't necessarily regard training camp as a fun experience, but to go through what you've gone through and then to come out, what's it been like for you to be out there on the field once again, battling against the likes of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney?
Oh, man, it feels like I'm back home. It feels, you know, I forgot how much I missed, you know, how much I love waking up with my hands hurting and my legs are sore and achy and bumps and bruises all over your arms and your body, and it's a good feeling. It's a healthy feeling, and, you know, just being out here and, you know, back finding my rhythm, finding my groove, getting my feet back right. It's motivating for sure, and it's a good feeling. Like, since I finished my chemotherapy on April 11th, my maintenance, I feel like every week, just getting that stuff further and further out of my system. You know, every week in the weight room, it's a PR. It's, you know, my numbers are jumping up crazy. And even out here at training camp, you know, just to wake up and feel good is motivating. And I'm enjoying every minute of it.
We've got a few more moments with you, so let me ask. You know, you've played a lot of football games in your time, so the preseason opener starts to approach. I would imagine there's no way that felt like another game. So when you go into that game at the 9:40 mark of the second quarter, what was it like to run back out onto the field in an NFL game once again?
Oh, man, just just leading up to that game, like I had butterflies for 3-4 days. I never felt like that before, and I miss that feeling. It's when you're not playing, when you're not in uniform, you don't really have to go to that place. It's, you know, mentally, it's a different kind of stress. But when you know that game's coming up, you're gonna be playing with it. Those butterflies start coming, and forgot how much I love that feeling. And all the way up until I took the field at 9:40, like you said. And once I ran out, man, it felt like I was floating the whole time. And in the huddle, you hear the play call, breaking, getting your stance, and then it was just like muscle memory. It was just like I was back home, and get that first hit, and we were rolling.
Dave, before I let you go, I want to ask you this, because whenever the topic of cancer comes up on the program, I say the same thing, and I think it rings true every single time. We all know somebody who's dealing with this right now, or we all know somebody who knows somebody who's dealing with this right now. You posted a video of that bell ringing that you and I talked about, and a message that read in part, quote, "Cancer did not make me strong. Cancer did not make my family strong. Cancer did not galvanize my community. Cancer did not bring rival team head coaches and players together to support me." And the list went on and on. Why was it important for you to tell everyone what cancer didn't do and what did make you strong and what did bring people together? Explain that.
Yeah. That was something I thought about for a long time as I was going through it. And it gave me such a perspective on just life and the people around me. People get dealt terrible things in life, whether it's a diagnosis or some other tragedy that's unforeseen. But when you go through something like that, you also see people from all over this country, all over the world, that they come together to lend a helping hand, whatever they can. And it's not the tragedy or the disease or anything that makes them do that. It's love. It's like it's part of the human spirit. And I definitely witnessed that firsthand, and it was just kind of my way of saying thank you.
David, I would imagine after everything you've been through, I mean, you've obviously become such a great role model to others who are facing similar battles. What would you say to somebody who has recently been diagnosed with cancer, who has this long, long road ahead as well?
Well, I'll probably start off by saying, I'm really, heartbroken to hear the news, because, every time I do hear about somebody getting diagnosed, My heart breaks, because I know what they're going through. I know what their family going through, that uncertainty of what the future holds ahead. And I tell them I'm praying for them. And then I also tell them I try to, this disease and the treatment, it takes so much from us. It takes our hair, our blood, or healthy skin, all these things. But I would say don't give it any more than it already takes. Don't give it your hope for the future. Don't give it your positive outlook. Don't let it change, what everything that you have here. If you're still breathing, you still have a choice to make every day. And as hard as it may be, and trust me, I know it's hard most of the time, you can still live the life that you want to live.
David, it's such a powerful message, and although it's got to be so challenging for you to have to share that story, it has inspired so many people. I can already see the tweets coming in and the emails coming in, so I want to say thank you very much for coming on and sharing that story. There's no telling how many people that inspired. And it's great to see you back, and it's really great to hear your voice and have you on the show, David. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
David Questenberry.